Armadoxy for today, outward love. Yesterday we made a bold pronouncement by saying there was something greater than God, and Jesus pointed to it when he instructed the people to approach God only after reconciling with their brothers and sisters. St. John the Evangelist in his letters focuses on the reasoning behind this pronouncement. No one has seen God ever at any time, says St. John. And he continues, if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Love for the Christian is not a conceptual idea, nor is it an abstract thought. Love is expressed and understood in our relationships with one another. Loving is caring. Loving is embracing. Love is real. It is God-given and demanded back in return by God by having us love and care for others here in this lifetime. Let us pray a prayer from the Armenian Church's Book of Hours, the Jamakirk. Lord our God, we give thanks to you, for you have granted us to pass this day in peace. Grant us, Lord, to pass the evening and the night without sin and stumbling, and to stand firm and abide steadfastly in faith, in hope, and in love, and in the observance of your commandments. Give peace to the entire world, stability to your holy church, and salvation to our souls. For to you are befitting glory, dominion, and honor, now and forever, and ever. Amen.